Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. I just love that piece of music, you know. It talks about touching one another, sharing, love. That's what I'd like to think we're all about, right, Richard?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Such a beautiful piece of music. And Cleo Lane does that beautiful lyrics with it. It's exquisite.
Truly is. Well, as you know, on this show, we speak to people on the other side, bring forth a lot of really interesting information. And last week, we did a show on the Akashic Records, and it seemed like people just loved that show. So we're going to do another version of it today, of course, with a different slant. And reading the Akashic Records is just so fascinating, isn't it, Richard? We learned so much. No, I can't. You got your mute button on? Okay. Richard fell off the perch, and it's in my hands right now. Good, better, or worse, whatever. And anyway, something that I wanted to talk a little bit. I've given you history. Richard, I hear the feed through your mic, and I'm having a problem. Sorry about that, folks. We'll get it together. You've heard me talk about Source, how the souls were created as far as the Akashic Records are concerned. We talked about the seraphim, the cherubim. And I want to touch on something that I feel really fascinating, and it is a type of consciousness that we learned about in the Akashic Records, that the creator of all, Source, prime creator, used to divide the dimensions. So think about this for a second. He is, you might say, in this round of Brahma, coming to life, using vibration, moving, looking out into the void, seeing possibilities in the void. This void that is around him, that is exceedingly large because it holds or will hold the entire cosmos. And when we think about the space within the cosmos, I mean, it's hard for us to understand and actually appreciate that, because here we are in a spiral galaxy, just a little dot in a star map of the heavens, so to speak. And Source looked out, saw these possibilities after he set up the two angelic realms that we spoke of. He then had to divide the dimensions. And the dimensions had to be divided because what was close to Source, those particles, were much larger than the further away you went from the center of the cosmos, the particles of existence, of consciousness, of what was out there became larger. And so there had to be a division of some sort. And when I came to that point in the Akashic Records, as you know, when I see the history of a soul, it is shown to me as a book. And it is shown to me, it's not really a book, but because what it is there is a circle of energy. It is a circle of vibration that sits upon a magnetic spot where the records are contained. And it appears as a book because Source sent the souls out. He told us all to go and experience. And all of those experiences are held within what appears to be a book. And that's the way they show it to me, because it is full of each soul's experience. Well, this group of souls that divided the dimensions, they don't show it to me as a book. I see it as a scroll, because there were four souls, and these four souls were sent out with a scroll of instructions. So it wasn't a case where these souls were sent forth to experience, but rather to follow a set of instructions. That's why they held the scroll. And what I found later was that these four beings, consciousness, the beginnings of a soul, was sent forth were the four directions. And I was really humbled by that, because I saw the creation of the planet when this solar system was created. It was like a gigantic explosion of reds and golds and whites. And before that explosion, there was the four corners that came into place, looking like four gigantic columns. And it's just the miracle of all this is so astounding. So what do you think of that, Richard? Quite a story, isn't it?
I think it is quite a story, Carolyn. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, I think it's extraordinary. I mean, that whole picture is something that I think very few people understand. Indeed, it's something we've only recently come to understand through, I guess, a series of events and your exquisite gifts to go and check this stuff out.
And I would like to add to that that every soul has the ability to work with their own Akashic records. And if you do not believe this, if you do not take that step in belief, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to open your records. I would say rather impossible. So you have to believe that it is possible, that this is our gift from our Creator. We have the right to understand what is in our own records. And we can work with this. And the next thing is trust. And Richard, I liken it to some of our right brain work.
Magic?
Mm. Yeah, the right brain magic. Because I do believe that working with the records is very similar to this. We're working with consciousness. Would you take a moment and review this with people a bit, please?
You mean the right brain magic work?
Yeah.
Hmm. For sure. Well, I guess the essence of it is that our ability to communicate with other forms of consciousness, whether it be the consciousness of our physical body or beings on the other side or just other forms of consciousness, whether it be crystals or a tree or whatever you choose. All of this is really something that we do through the right side of the brain. And it's interesting because it is a subtle thing. It's not as if we hear this voice inside our heads. It's kind of like the first thought that you have after you've kind of asked the question or opened yourself up to a message. It's a very subtle thing that you kind of get used to connecting with and understanding. And so, as Carolyn said, it involves quite a deal of trust that what you're hearing is correct and valid. And so, as you get started, it is very helpful to be working with someone who can give you a little guidance as you go through that. I remember Carolyn telling me the story of when she was getting started. She had someone who could give her that support. And then I'm aware that as she began to take messages from people, she did a lot of research to validate information about those things. And so that's part of what we try to do in those right brain magic sessions. You begin to realize that the nature of the answers that you're receiving can only be correct because of the nature of the answers that are coming forth. And so you start to build a trust in your ability to do this. So that, in very quick summary, is the kind of work we do in the right brain magic work.
Thank you, Richard, for mentioning that, because I truly see a similarity between all of this. This ability to go within, we are receiving information from the right side of the brain, and we are sending it and asking questions from the left side of the brain. And I see all of that, as a common factor. And once you learn how to do this, whether it's checking in with your own body, like you say, checking in with a tree, finding out the local history of the area, because trees hold all of this information, or reading your own Akashic records. All of this is possible through using the brain in this manner. So, Richard, we have some callers, and before I start with the callers, I want you to mention your thoughts about something that we've just made available, Journey to the Other Side. Can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of what it encompasses?
Sure. Basically, it's a series of messages, if you will, from a number of great beings on the other side, starting with Mother Mary, and it also includes a number of the archangels, such as Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Shamel, which many of you may not know so well, but also some of the other masters like Master Katumi and others that have come forth with messages that relate to this time. But it's in some ways a little more than just messages, because there are some interesting words, for example, in this first installment, if you will, from Mother Mary, where she says, this will be designed to open your heart to the higher waves of love. This is the purpose for this course, and it is the purpose for me coming today to speak to you directly. I want to assure you, everyone who reads this and calls on me, that I will come and not only protect you during the earth changes, but I will stand by your side and give you all the things that you require to move through the dimensions to follow the path to the upper realms. Powerful words.
Extremely powerful. And I reread that today since we were going to be talking about it on the show, and I again recognized just how very powerful and personal that is. I mean, such a personal message brought forth by the one who sees herself as the mother. And I found that particularly beautiful. Actually, I really like the technology of what we use too, because these come in your email, and it comes as a book. And I just love how you can move the pages like a book. Kind of fun, don't you think?
It is.
We have someone on line one by the name of Sharon from Georgia. And Sharon,
hi.
Hi. What can we do
Hello,
for
Richard.
You?
Carolyn, it's been a while since I talked to you, maybe almost 2 years. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, but when I called, our dear friend Caroline came in. I get emotional every time I talk about her.
And why do you get emotional, Sharon?
Because I loved her so much.
I know. Caroline was and is a real special soul, isn't she?
Very.
What did you like about Caroline in particular?
She just loved so unconditionally, mm-hmm. and was just so giving. A beautiful, beautiful being.
Indeed. Indeed. Richard was talking about one of the people who supported me in the very beginning, and it was Caroline. And she
you're actually how I met her, coming to your shows. And then she started working with me up until she crossed over.
Yeah, we did some amazing shows together. One of the shows, and you might not have heard it, that we did together, and actually people who are interested in this, we do have this archived on BBS under shows that are discontinued, but she was there and worked and had the vision when the Twin Towers fell in New York, And then there was this shooting that was done in this university.
The Virginia one, right.
Yeah, and that was just so incredible how she worked with the doctors and the nurses, and she worked with the students who had crossed over. They hadn't realized they crossed over, and yeah, she did some amazing work. So, what question do you have, Sharon?
Well, her and Jesus had come in to assist me through you, and at the end of the call, you had said...
You mean you're talking about the particular call that we did? That
yeah, when Jesus... I called back a couple years ago, and her and Jesus had came in and assisted me and basically cheered me on. And at the end of the call, you had made a comment that I was very special, and I'd like for you to expand on that, and I'd also like, if I can, to find out my soul's purpose for this life, what I'm to be doing, please.
First of all, I don't even have to open up a record to
I'm 50 years old, and I'm running out of time.
Well, you're not out of time, goodness gracious. I don't even have to tune into a record to know how special people are. And I would like to comment on this a little bit. When I see an individual or I speak with an individual, I see the beauty of their soul shining through them. And it is quite magnificent to be in touch with this. And so, in this sense, Sharon, every soul is so special. And, like, I saw the souls being created when I went back to the Akashic Records and went back to that very moment. I heard and I saw and the magnificence of these particles being thrown forth from Source out on a creation table with colors and sounds, and they danced and they coalesced as they changed into the souls of the individual. It was like looking through a kaleidoscope of colors. And when you see this, and you truly understand that every one of us carries the particles of the ultimate creator in their souls, how can you not be special? And so I would like to say to you, and I'd like to say to everybody else, if you could only get into the habit, when you think of people, start looking for the colors, the emotions, the glory of the soul shining through. And you see this when they're not conscious of you looking at them. It's sort of, if you see people in motion, walking, coming through a door, with a face of expectation, they're in the midst of doing something, you can peek into their face and you see this glory. And it is a beautiful and a wonderful sight. And I know when we do conference calls and the individuals who attend our conference calls are on the call and they just give their name, entering the call, they list their names and I hear the vibration of the tone in their voices, and it is so extraordinary. So, my goodness, girl, you are special, and don't you forget it.
Thank you.
You and everyone else, you are more special than you can possibly understand. And if you walk away with anything from today's show, may you all walk away with that. That every one of us is special in a way that we don't truly understand. Not only do we have the particles of our Creator, but we also have the latent abilities of our Creator. It's why it is so important to understand that and to work with this. And so, tell me, Susan, you're interested in knowing why you came. Do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
What have you learned in meditation? Anything? I'm sure you've asked that question, haven't you?
Not a darn thing. Actually, that was one of the reasons I called you probably 3 years ago, and it's not gotten any better.
Well, tell me something, my dear. How are you trying to meditate? Are you trying to empty your mind?
Carolyn, I have tried every way possible. Honestly, I have. And I just cannot seem to connect to my guidance, to my higher self. I'm actually getting to the point I'm overly frustrated now.
Mm. So they're ignoring you, huh?
Apparently.
Richard,
and I don't understand why.
Richard, would you take a moment and explain to Susan your frustration when you were
Sharon,
trying to...
It's Sharon, but that's okay.
Sharon, excuse me. When you were trying to meditate?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, everybody tells you that meditation should be like this or like that or something else. I mean, you know, so many people teach you that, you know, you're meant to still your mind. And so many people that I speak to have tried meditation and given up because they couldn't still their mind. And all I would say is that if stilling your mind is a measure of success in meditation, then I am an abject failure. You know, I think if you, as a young teenage kid or thereabouts, you know, in India, join with a great spiritual master and meditate hours a day, you might achieve that. But most people in the West are never going to achieve that, and it's really not required. It's really not necessary. And secondly, you know, I mean, I remember I was in this yoga group for a few years, and, you know, we used to have these group meditations, and people would talk about all these things that they would see and hear, and I go, well, that's interesting. It must be kind of interesting having those experiences because I have none of that stuff. So get used to it. And I remember, you know, when I was first beginning to try and speak with beings on the other side, I mean, nothing would work for me. But it changed.
What'd you do? Or what didn't you do?
Well, I mean, I had Carolyn to work with, and frankly, our friends on the other side kind of insisted that I at times took messages and so on, and, you know, then they would confirm that I'd taken them accurately through Carolyn and so on. So we kind of got there that way. But, and that, in a sense, that's what the Right Brain Magic Sessions are looking to do for people, is provide that same kind of support.
That's what I was getting at, Richard. Thank you for
saying
that.
Well, I was curious at that, but I've paid for so many things to try to be able to do this. And each time I've walked away, no better off than I was when
Were they teaching you how to use the right and the left side of the brain?
No, uh-uh.
Well, there's your
answer. There you go, huh?
Okay, let's work with this a little bit.
Okay.
The brain's divided into two parts, and the right side of the brain is our spiritual side. We don't call it the spiritual side. Scientifically, they talk about concepts, things that are abstract. We look at it as intuitive, our intuitive nature. This is the side of our spiritual gifts. The left side of the brain is our questioning side. That's what they talk about, scientific facts. If you're working with the left side of the brain, the questioning side, that scientific part that wants proof of things. You see, your right side's intuitive, the left side is that very hard physical proof kind of things. If you're
that
working
ego.
From Yeah. If you work from that side of the brain, you'll never get anywhere. And I can say that emphatically. If you're working from that side of the brain, that hard scientific, well, I need proof, I've got to have these facts, you won't ever, ever get information from the other side. So let's play with this a little bit.
Okay.
I want you
to relax.
I
don't feel that I need proof. You know, I have seen Jesus twice. And I've heard
spirit. There you go.
But it's like once in a blue moon, seriously. It's like once every 5 or 6 years, or and
let's
it's
not
so
talk,
quick.
Darling. Let's not talk about the things that wasn't successful. Let's do something. Let's do something that we can have some success with. First
okay,
of all, you have to be relaxed. Take a couple deep breaths. Just feel the tension leave your body. Relax. Don't expect anything. Just know that you're going on this journey. because that's what this is. This is a journey into the unknown. Just be prepared to open up to accept anything that will come forth. Be trusting. Be trusting. Know that when you knock at a door, that door will be opened. That's all you have to do. Just present yourself. Get into that space of comfort. It's very important to be relaxed. Relaxation, you see, when you have things that you don't feel you're succeeding in, you get tense. Oh my golly, I've got to do this again. I've never been successful at that. And you know all the questions, and the left side of the brain is just tormenting the daylights out of you, telling you what you haven't done. But we're going to come from the right side of the brain, knowing and having faith that this works. This is our connection to the other side. This is our connection to going within. This is what Yeshua talked about going within. We're using the right side of the brain. Now, as Richard mentioned, when you use the right side of the brain, you don't hear a voice. It is an intuitive response, the first thought that comes to you. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard the telephone ring? And it's like, oh, you get this name. You know who's on the phone before you pick it up?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. How do you know that? Did you trust that? You just knew. You just knew that when you picked up the phone, that person was going to be on the phone. Have you ever driven along and there is a red light and you just know the thing's going to turn green? That ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you worry and fret over it? No, you just knew that the rascal was going to turn green and you trusted in it. And you can go down the list. You're looking for a parking space. You're driving around. Oh, my God, I can't find a parking space. But you know what? I think if I turn around the next corner, I'm going to have a parking space that I need. That ever happened to you?
Yes.
You can meditate. It's that simple. Now, you had a question. Why are you here? Let's go before the board. This is this beautiful place that we went to. When we come to Earth, our soul gives us a mission. We decide on what we're going to do. We go to our soul group. We ask people to come with us. Hey, I got this idea. You want to come? We can go for some healing for you, some information for me. It's a win-win situation. Here's what we're going to do. And then you get all these little pieces in place, and then you go in front of the board. This is a group of very old souls, wise souls, and you just explain to them what you're planning on doing, what your soul wants you to do, and how you're going to do it. They're not going to change your mind. They're just there to give you some input. Here's some thoughts to think about. Now, I want you to envision in your mind what a long director's table looks like in your imagination, in a corporate board. All the CEO and all of the bigwigs are sitting around this table, and they're discussing business, and they're going over papers. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Now, imagine this is the board before you came to Earth, and you're presenting your plan. Just to see yourself standing in front of this board, presenting the plan. Now, I want you to tell me the first thought, the first impulse that comes to you after this question. You're telling the board about your mission. What is your mission? Tell me the first thought that comes to your mind. Why are you coming to Earth? You're taking too long, my darling. The first thing that comes to mind, it came to your mind. What was it?
Well, that's only because I've been told by so many people.
No, forget that. What you've been told.
So that's what kept coming. So I just couldn't get nothing beside that.
You're relying on what other people told you. You're wiser than the other people. Ask the question, why are you coming? Why did you come? Say it. First thing, it's there. Just reach for it. Why did you come?
Well, my heart's filling up, but I just...
Keep going. Your heart's filling up. What's your heart telling you? Say it.
Love.
You see, when you feel emotionally like this, there is a reason. Now, you asked from the right side of your brain, why are you coming? The left side of the brain was the answer. And you know it's right because you felt it emotionally, love. There is going to be a way that you express love. So let's go to the right side of the brain. This, in the very beginning, you get short answers. And so you have to stick with it. You've come for love. And as I look upon your, as I look upon your soul, your book has a brown cover. You were created under the pink ray of love. Any form of love is going to bring you intense happiness. It will fulfill the very instinct within your soul. And that instinct within your soul is love. And I want you to feel that love. I want you, that brought tears to your eyes and the sensation in your heart. I want you to feel that love. Do you feel it?
Yes.
That's why you came. Now, what are you going to do with that love? Okay, you've come. You've got the love. The first thing in your mind, how are you going to express it? What are you going to do with this love? First thing, come on, it's right there. You're telling these people, you're coming with love. What are you going to be doing with it? How are you going to express it? First thing. Come on, Sharon, it's there.
I just felt share it.
What?
I just felt share it. That's it.
Share it. Okay, you're coming with love. Another way, you're sharing it. Is that, in a sense, of being a teacher? You're going to teach love in some fashion. You're sharing it. Do you see where this takes you? Do you see how you are going within? You're getting this information. Okay, your mission is to come with love. You're going to be sharing it. So that's the left, the right side of the brain is explaining that. So we're going to go to the left side of the brain and we're going to ask that question. How are you going to share it? Come on, feel that love. Feel that energy. You're there in front of the board. You're coming with love. You're this loving soul. You're expressing it. You're expressing that love. You're going to come. You're going to share it. How are you going to share it? Come on. It's right there. How are you going to share it? I know you're feeling it. Okay. Say it out loud.
Is that right? Channel?
Get that. You don't ask the question if you're right. You're in the left side of the brain. You're in the right side of the brain. What did you say? I want you to say it loud.
Channel.
There you go. Channel. So, you're coming forth with your love. You're sharing it with people. You're going to be channeling. What do you think of that? Got it.
I think that's awesome. That's something I've always desired to do. And I guess that's what drives me so much to try to connect.
Don't have much time to spend with you, so let's ask a couple more questions. You're meditating, darling. You're meditating. This is how you meditate. It's an active process. Okay, you're in front of the board. I want you to feel that love. I want you to connect into that. You're coming with love. You're going to be sharing it. You're going to be channeling it. And so, from the right side, of the left side of the brain, we are going to ask, who? You can ask any question here. I'm just putting forth some questions. Once you channel and get this information, what do you do with it then? First thing comes to the mind, the right side, feel this love. What do you do with it after you've received it? First thought,
share it.
Now, do you see what you're doing? You're going to have a long list of questions. How am I going to share it? What do I do with it? Who is going to give me the information? And
who is going to give me the information? Yeshua?
Well, I think Yeshua will give you some information, but more than that, the person driving it is an individual from one of your past lifetimes that you need to connect with.
Really?
Because you've done this in the past.
And who would that be?
Listen to what I'm saying. You have done this in the past. It is a skill that you don't think that you can do, but you can do, and you know how to do it very well. And you need to connect with that individual. We just did a session with someone where we connected this individual with someone from a past lifetime that was a healer. And he learned from that the tools of the healer and looked into the face of that past lifetime and is going to be working with them. You'll be doing the same thing with your channeling.
And I can't find out who now.
Not on the radio, darling. It takes a while. I tell you what, send Richard an email. Do you have Richard?
Yes, I do. I subscribe to y'all's email.
Email, Sharon. He'll tell you what your might step might be if you wish to do it.
Oh, I wish.
Okay, just send him an email. He'll tell you in email the next step, darling.
But now, when I'm doing this, what do I do when I start doubting? Like, I'll go into that. Is this just my mind or just my desire?
Yeah, you're in the left side of the brain. No, you're in the left side of the brain because we have been taught to do this. We're taught this every day. We're taught in school how to use the left side of the brain. Oh, scientific method. Everything around us teaches us to work from the left side of the brain. And that's the scientific aspect. That's the hard physical knowledge. What we're talking about here is intuition, going within from the right side of the brain, that spiritual information. It sounds like something difficult, but once you learn how to do it, it's so easy. You were doing it with me. It just takes time to trust and a little bit of a work. It's that easy, that simple. All knowledge is available to us. Anyway, Sharon, send Richard an email and he can give you some thoughts as to what you can do.
Okay, that's awesome. And I love
it
you both
awesome.
Dearly.
You're welcome, dear. And so,
your laughter just fills my heart every weekend.
That's
I love
wonderful.
It.
Good. And so I would like to say to everyone, there are so many people like Sharon who feels that they cannot meditate, they get discouraged, and it is because they don't really understand meditation, how easy it is. And it's because we have been trained to use the left side of the brain all the time. We are constantly in the left side of the brain. We are following schedules. Oh, I've got to be here at this time. I got to go to the tailor's. I need this at the grocery store. That's all left brain stuff. How many times have you sat on a park bench and looked at a tree and started thinking about what that tree is experiencing, or the bird that is at your feeder? What kind of experience is that bird? What sensation does that bird feel when it sings? You see, that's coming from the right side of the brain. And when Sharon's heart filled with tears and joy, was the emotions of the soul. I knew she was on the right path. She had the right answer. She actually connected into what we were talking about. And you need to relax, feel the emotion. Imagine it in the beginning. Richard, are you there? You said you were offline.
I think I am here.
I'm glad to hear that you are there.
Wonders of technology that misbehaves itself. But there we go. I'm here.
You're here. You're there, but you're here, but not all there. Okay.
I'll let that pass.
Everything passes eventually. So, two things real quick, Richard. People want to join our email list. Tell them real quickly how to go and do that.
Yes, the simplest way to do that is to go to the 2012countdown.com website, and you'll find at the top or at the bottom of any page fields there where you can enter your name and email address and enter those details, and you will then receive an email to confirm your registration with us, and that will be that.
Simple. Indeed. And where would they go to sign up for installments of Journey to the Other Side?
Same website, actually, 2012countdown.com. There's a page there called, it's called Journey to Other Side, actually, because I couldn't put it all in.
That wouldn't go, huh?
No, that wouldn't fit. So it's Journey to Other Side, so I think it's pretty clear.
And I would say that the information that's in these installments is just remarkable. Now, we have very little time left. We spent more time with Sharon, perhaps, than we realized. And so the next individual who is waiting to chat with us is Susan from Georgia on line 3.
I'm here.
All right. What can we do for you, Susan?
How are you?
We're great.
Well, I'm glad we get a chance to talk, even if it's just for a minute.
Yeah, because it's not too. We don't have a lot of time left. So tell us what we can do for you.
I'd like to know which of my past lives is the most relevant for what I'll be doing between now and, say, ascension.
Hmm. Well, the way I work with this with people, it is the soul that chooses this. And we go through a little system where I explain what past lifetimes look like. I take them up through the circle, which has all the lifetimes there. And as they move up through the circle, they can actually see flashes of light coming out. And I don't know if we can do this real quick with you. Then the movement stops when the soul chooses the lifetime that is the most important to them. And I'm searching through your lifetimes and see if your soul will point it out to me. Do you meditate, darling?
I try. I have a little bit of Sharon syndrome.
Oh, my. Well,
yes. But I'm trying to take in everything you talked about with her, so.
Yeah. Do you have faith in yourself?
Yeah, I just think maybe I try too hard or something. I don't
this
know.
This should be simple. It is so simple. It is like asking your mom for a piece of candy or a cookie. You think she'd give it to you?
Yeah, I guess.
Of course she would.
I mean, depending on her mood, I guess.
Oh, she had some cookies in the cookie jar. She'd give you a cookie. Come on. She'd take the lid off and let you put your little hand inside and pull out a cookie. I want you to ask your soul show me the lifetime that is important to me now. It's just like asking your mom for a cookie. Open up the jar. Your soul's right there, willing to show you. Can you feel that willingness to cooperate with you? Can you feel it? It's right there. It feels familiar, like an old friend. Can you feel the love? Your soul is right there. Just reach up. I first want you to make the connection. Can you feel it? Can you feel that love? Can you feel that comfort zone? It's right there. Put your hand out. Touch it. Connect with it. Can you feel the love? Can you feel the desire to comfort, to be of assistance? Can you feel it, darling?
Yes.
Of course you can. It's right there. It's always there. always. My darling, we have 3 minutes left. I can't take you further than this, but what I want you to do when we get off this phone and you have a quiet moment, I want you to sit there. I want you to remember my words. I want you to have faith that all will be given. All you got to do is ask. The door is open. Just have faith that your soul is there and you feel it. Your soul will point you to the lifetime. You have to have faith. You just have to have trust. Your mom will take the lid off the cookie jar, darling, and give you a cookie.
Okay.
We have
to
go.
You don't know my mom. Okay, well, I'll go with that.
Okay, your stepmom. Okay, your neighbor who acts like a mom. I'll give you a cookie.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Darling,
you're so
you can
sweet.
Do this. You can do this. It's so easy. You only feel now that you can't do it because you haven't had success with it, but it's only because you're not trusting and you're not feeling the love. Feel the connection. Reach out. Your soul is right there trying to lead you. It's right there. Well, Richard, we only have 2 minutes. Can you believe that this hour has gone that fast?
Zipped away.
Do you have any?
And we've been talking about right brain magic quite a lot. And so if anyone's interested in looking at that a little more closely, you'll find it at, dare I say it, rightbrainmagic.com. Hard to imagine, but there it is, rightbrainmagic.com.
Yeah, if anything that I can leave with you folks, it's easy. It is so easy. It is right there waiting for you. Yeshua did not say, go within for no reason. This is what he meant about going within. You go within your own mind, and there you have every answer that you can ever want. Even if the information is outside of our universe, we can get the answers. Or you wish to talk to someone on the other side that, you know, maybe you have someone really important in your life who crossed over. You can connect with them. So, 1 minute left, Richard.
Well, I'm going to take that minute just to acknowledge the beautiful work you've been doing just once again, Carolyn. It's just a joy to watch you at work with us. It's such a wonderful thing to have you back in the driver's seat, you might say, in these radio shows, that your health has improved sufficiently to be able to do this work again and to share your skills with people. It's wonderful to see this again, truly.
Thank you, Richard. As you know, I truly do enjoy working with people and sharing what I have learned with others. And so for now, until next week, this is Carolyn Evers and
Richard Presser saying goodbye for now.
Goodbye for now, folks.